And the burning issue, of course, is education reimagined. Ismail, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're trying really to get our minds around what the appropriate or optimal curriculum, infrastructure, budget, and learning space is for youngsters. And thank you for lending your expert perspective on life orientation and life skills.
Hi, good morning to you, Rafil, and to the listeners. Well, I think you're speaking about the most important subject in the curriculum. Our life orientation curriculum focuses on ensuring that our learners have the necessary life skills, to tackle the new challenges that they are faced with. The fact that we have been thrust into sort of the fourth industrial revolution very quickly in terms of doing online learning, online teaching, has become very important in terms of setting our learners onto the right path. So what does life orientation do? You know, our life orientation teachers focuses on not only the basic life skills that we want our learners to have, but we're also talking about sexuality education. We're talking about career planning, subject choices. We're talking about physical education, and physical education has become critically important in this transition from having learners in a lockdown period to getting learners back into school. And in as much as physical education is a life skill that we want to develop and a lifelong learning pattern that we want to set in place, it is also now being used as a therapeutic process in terms of helping the learners through the psychosocial challenges that they may have.
Ismail, okay, so this is the importance of it is quite clear, but I think my concern is that it's become a catch-all, and I'd love a little bit more clarity on just how the curriculum is structured, not necessarily to pick up on everything that we haven't covered in the curriculum in one lesson, because you're talking to me about basic life skills, career planning, physical ed, therapeutic. How do we ensure that we get the appropriate teachers in life orientation to be ultimately best skilled at all of those things, which is actually quite a wide range of things. And how is it constructed for students through the year?
Well, I think it's important to note that your life orientation teacher is a specialist teacher. We cannot have any Tom, Dick and Harry being put into the life orientation class to take charge of this very important subject. I mean, you're dealing here with learners' emotional perspectives, etc., and therefore you need to be clear in terms of how the implementing that structured curriculum for the learners. So you're looking at getting learners firstly to understand the basics of the values that they have, understanding those values, understanding the values of having a good work ethic that you need to work hard in terms of what you want to achieve later on in life or during that particular year. It assists you in setting up particular targets for yourself in terms of knowing what do I want to achieve over the next 2 months in the first quarter, in the second quarter, in the third quarter. So the teacher is there with the curriculum to help and hold the learner's hand in taking the learner through this particular process. So as the learner is being taken through, and remember that with the life orientation, life skills curriculum, it is age appropriate. So as we're moving from the intermediate phase into the senior phase, there are particular topics that helps the learner to begin to navigate that particular period in the learner's life with that particular age cohort. So yes, I mean, I'm speaking to you in terms of broad strokes and not looking at the very specifics of what we deal with. But let's take, for example, a grade 9 learner who has to make an important transition from grade 9 to grade 10, because at grade 9 level, you're talking about senior phase subjects. From grade 10, you're looking at the FET subjects that's going to propel that learner into post-school studies, hopefully into post-school studies.
Ismail, I want to be honest. Yeah. I want to be very frank with you on this one, and with the greatest respect for what you do. My sense of when people speak about life orientation is that it's kind of an extra lesson. In my day, it was called guidance when I was in high school, and it was the one where we concentrated the least, right? It wasn't examinable, and I'd be curious to know if it's examinable now. How do we fight this? And I don't think I'm the only person who sees it this way. I think it's quite a pervasive perspective. I started the show talking about how a colleague was saying, you know, I don't even know what my kid does in life orientation.
Because
there isn't a sense. No, but there isn't a sense of the gravitas that you're indicating here, right? So how do we make it something that is put front and center for parents and children to feel like this is the lesson where I need to sit up? Because what happens is just a cursory look at the likes of Twitter and the like is everybody's like, why didn't anyone teach me how to manage my books? Why didn't anyone teach me like what citizenry means as a, you know, what local politics is? But it was actually there, I imagine.
In fact, that is exactly what we are busy with. We're busy in terms of negotiations with the with our electoral commission in terms of preparing our learners exactly for that which you have just mentioned, making sure that they become voters, making sure that they understand the basic sense of being a good citizen. So yes, we're doing that, and hence the reason why I'm saying to you, and I'm disappointed that that conversation about the importance of life orientation is still making its rounds in certain circles. I can guarantee you that our life orientation that teachers are extremely focused. Yes, we need to change mindsets in terms of some of our school management who tries to use the life orientation subject as a filler. And we've gone way beyond that. I mean, from the if we just look at what transpired last year, life orientation is a core subject with your languages and your mathematics. So we need to be focusing on the importance of that particular subject. And teachers and parents need to ask us the question, so what did you do in life orientation? And if the parents, with the expertise that they have, wants to assist in trying to provide that expertise, let's say in a particular field that they are, they're most welcome to come to the school and be part of that particular process. We're saying very clearly to parents and to our learners that particular subject is going to help you to navigate through some of the important challenges that you're going to find, whether you're in a grade 4 class or whether you're in a matric class. We're going to help you in that process. I mean, from grade 10, from 11 and 12, we're already talking about what happens if you're faced with unemployment. How do you get into an employment contract? So this is part of the curriculum. It's not new things. It is very much there, but it is what management at schools do in terms of saying which teachers are going into that particular classroom. And it's that is what we're doing from the education department to make sure that we have the best people and the most qualified people in those classrooms.
Thank you, Ismail. I can also just in support of your very point, there has to have been very, very strong support in this particular space for us to have seen the 76.2% pass rate after the year that we just had through the pandemic from the matriculants. And so, and I'm quite sure that's got to do with life skills and planning as well. Ismail Taladia, the Senior Curriculum Planner for Life Orientation and Life Skills at the Western Cape Education Department.